请我们打开约翰福音第九章。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 9?
我们一起来读这一章里边的两段经文。
Shall we read two portions of the scriptures from this chapter?
第一段是从第一节到第五节。
First portion is from verse 1 through verse 5.
我们一起来念，不管你用什么语言。
Shall we read together in whatever language you use?
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪，是这人呢，是他父母呢？耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
第二段是从35节到41节。
Second portion is from verse 35 through verse 41.
我们还是一起来念。
Should we read together?
Jesus heard
that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin.But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remains. Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主耶稣，我们把这个时间恭敬地交在你自己的手中。
Lord Jesus, with reverence, we commit this time into your hands.
我们知道，若不是你建造房屋，建造的人就枉然的劳力。
We know that unless you build a house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是你自己的怜悯领导我们，我们就徒然的在寻找什么叫做永生。
Unless your mercy has come upon us, we seek in vain what it means to have eternal life.
主，我们也深信我们可以读你的话，若不是你藉着圣灵把你的话在我们心中解释，你的话对我们就没有力量。
We also believe that as much as we like to know your words, but unless your Holy Spirit does the work of interpretation, your word will not be, will not have strength in us.
所以当我们早晨在这里来述说你的福音的时候
This morning as we share your gospel
当我们在这里来思想你的话语的时候
As we meditate on your words
主，求你自己就在我们中间藉着圣灵向我们每一个人的心来说话
Lord, we pray that you speak to us speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit
主，你来触摸我们
Will you touch us?
以致我们能够因着你自己的恩典临到我们身上，而我们能够成为一个更认识你的人。
That by the grace which has come upon us, we can be one who knows you better.
如果今天在这里有些还没信你的福音朋友，我们也求主圣灵现在就在他们心中做工。
If there are any in our midst who has not come to know you, we also ask that your Holy Spirit work in them.
因为若不是圣灵的工作，没有一个人可能到你这里来的救恩。
But unless it is by the work of the Holy Spirit, no one can come to your salvation.
我们因此把这段时间恭敬地仰望在你的保守的当中。
Therefore, with reverence, we commit this time in your hand.
你也帮助讲的跟翻译的除去他们一切的软弱。
We also help the speaker and the translator and remove all their weakness.
让他们受你自己的管理，不成为你的难主。
That they may be governed by yourself and not be your hindrance to you.
我们单单来仰望你。
We look upon you alone.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Will you bless your own words?
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我跟大家一起思想约翰福音第九章里边讲到一个的事情，耶稣医好了一个生来瞎眼的人。
This morning I'd like to meditate together with you a story recorded in the Gospel of John. Jesus healed the man who was born blind.
而且我们可以从这个生来瞎眼的人，他是怎样一步一步的加深了对主耶稣的认识。
And we can learn much from how this man who was born blind came to know the Lord Jesus step by step.
第一节一开始的时候说到，耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
In the beginning, in verse 1, says, Now Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was born blind.
门徒就问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
这里有一个人，他天生就瞎眼。
Here's a man who was blind from birth.
而我们可以注意到，包括耶稣的门徒在内，都会注意到一个的问题，为什么？
And we may notice that including Jesus' disciples, everyone was asking a question, why?
好像在我们整个的人生的里边，每一个人都不断的在问为什么?
And it is quite true that in all our lives, everyone keeps asking why.
如果你读到这个故事后边的记载，你可以看见很多人心中其实是有答案的。
And if you read to the end of the story, you know that in fact, many of us already have the answer to that question.
你记得当最后法利赛人、犹太人把这一个生来瞎眼的人赶出会堂的时候说了一句这样的话。
Remember the words said by the Pharisees when they cast this man out from the synagogue? They said this.
他说你全然生在罪中还敢来教训我们。
They said to him, say, you were born in, completely in sin. Are you there to teach us?
好像每一个人都知道罪有一个的后果。
It seems that everyone knows that sin has a result.
但是好像每一个人都看见别人身上，而且我们可以定罪那一个人的结果。
And it seems that we from what happened to that person, we will be judging the cause of the problems.
在这里，门徒并没有试图要定罪这一个生来瞎眼的人。
The disciples here were not trying to condemn or judge this man who was born blind.
但是他们仍然免不了的要问为什么。
But it seems that they could not help, could not stop but asking the question why. Why was he born blind?
是不是在你我的生命的当中有很多的时候我们也常常问为什么。
Are we asking the same question in our lives? Why?
为什么这个病会临到我?
Why does this sickness came to me?
为什么这个不幸的遭遇会临到我?
Why is this something so unfortunate happened to
me? 我们有许多许多我们解不开的问题。
There are so many questions that we cannot answer.
但是我们却一直试图要寻找问题的答案。
But we're always trying to find an answer.
这正正说明我们在人生中的那一种的无助和瞎眼。
And that reveals how helpless and how blind we are in our lives.
我假设说，如果门徒真的找到一个为什么的答案出来。
Suppose if the disciples did find a question, an answer to the question.
他们对这个生来瞎眼的人有任何帮助吗？
Would that help this man who was born blind?
就算给你知道原因，你有办法去克服那个困难吗？
Even if you do know the reason, do you have the power to overcome the difficulty?
主耶稣的回答带给这帮人一个从方向上的转向。
The Lord Jesus, His answer brings a paradigm shift to their way of thinking.
他说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
He said, neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
主耶稣的回答提醒了这般的门徒，当然也在提醒我们。
Jesus' answer reminded the disciples, but also is a reminder to us.
每一个的遭遇
，that everything that happened，
每一个的环境
，every circumstances，
我们的首要必须注意的是什么呢
？The first thing we must pay attention to。
是不是应该先转向我们的天父
？Is it not to how we should turn to our heavenly Father？
是不是你在你的难处当中，或者在你的顺境的当中，你有没有想过是为着要叫神的荣耀得到彰显
？Is whether or not God's glory may be revealed？
你可以一直想，我如果能脱离某种的困境，我就多好了。
We tend to keep thinking, if only I can escape this circumstance.
但是你有没有试图，你先恢复，跟认清楚了你与神之间的这个关系，会叫一切的事情带着它积极的荣耀主的意义。
Have we tried to restore our relationship with the Father so that all things that happen to us will have a positive meaning.
他说趁着白日我们必须做那差我来旨的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了我在世上的时候是世上的光。
He said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
这里主耶稣不只是讲到他要做这样的一个工作。
Jesus did not only say he must do this work.
他是说我们。
He said we.
他包括他的门徒们跟他在一起的都必须注意到这一点。
He said we must do this work, including his disciples.
必须做那差我来旨的工。
We must do the work of him who sent me.
在你今天所遇见的事件当中
In the things that happen to you today,
在你遇见的你周围的人当中
，in the people that are around you，
你要记得要做成差我来指的天父的工。
We need to remember we must do the work of Him who sent the Lord Jesus。
而且主耶稣清楚地说道
，And the Lord Jesus clearly told us。
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
那么这里有一个件事，生来瞎眼的人，有光跟没光，对他来说，他也从来就没看见光是什么。
So here's the interesting thing. Whether it is light or not, to a man who was born blind.There's no big difference.
要看见必须有两个的事实在那里。
In order to see, you need to have two factors.
一个是客观上光就是存在。
One that objectively there is light.
一个是主观上眼睛必须被打开。
And secondly, his eyes must be open.
那跟着我们就看见主耶稣用泥和唾沫涂在这个人的眼睛上，叫他说：“你去希罗亚池子去洗。”
Then we see that the Lord Jesus made clay with the saliva and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam."
他去洗，回头就看见了。
So he went and washed and came back seeing.
对于这个生来瞎眼的人，这是一件转变了他整个一生的行动。
To this man who was born blind, this action was the turning point in his life.
他愿意让主耶稣来触摸他。
He was willing to let the Lord Jesus touch him.
他愿意顺服主耶稣叫他去希罗亚池子洗洗的命令。
He obeyed the command of our Lord Jesus to go and wash in the pool of Siloam.
当他去的时候，他的眼睛就开了。
And when he went and washed, he came back seeing.
救恩在你我的身上，本来都是非常简单的事。
Salvation ought to be quite simple in you and I.
但是也是非常刻骨铭心的事。
But it can be such a memorable experience for us.
你只要愿意让耶稣来触摸你的生命。
As long as you are willing to allow Jesus to touch your life,
你只要愿意听耶稣所说的而去顺服。
As long as you're willing to obey what Jesus said and to do what he said,
你会发现你里边的眼睛就会被打开了。
Then you will find that your eyes, your inner eyes are opened.
然后我们就来看一个眼睛被开启的人引起了许许多多值得我们思想的问题。
Then we can see the problems that comes as after this man, his eyes has been opened.
当他眼睛得开的时候，他周围的人就开始在问。
After his eyes has been opened, the people around him were asking.
他们说这是不是那个从前坐在这里讨饭的人呢
？They say, isn't this the man who sat and begged?
有人说是他。
Some said this is he.
有人说大概不是，大概长得很像的人。
And others said this is like him.
但是他说是我。
But he said, I am he.
当一个人被主做工在他身上，救恩在你的身上。产生了对你的改变的时候
After a man has allowed the Lord Jesus to work the salvation in him and the changes in their lives,
in his life,
the people around you will start to ask questions and they will start to get very interested in you.
他们觉得, 以前我是好像认识他的,
they feel that I used to know you.
但是他怎么今天好像有点不同?
It seems that you're different.
他的不同在那里, 他眼睛看见了。
So what is different with this man is that his eyes are now open.
我不知道在座的你如果是基督徒的话你必须经历过主在你身上那一个的工作让你真实的知道
I'm not sure how many of you have believed in the Lord Jesus, but have you experienced that after you've been saved, something is different in you?
你如果是还从来没有接受耶稣为你救主，没经历过主耶稣在你身上恩典的作为的。
If you have never believed in the Lord Jesus and have never experienced the work of grace and salvation in you,
你可以对发生在你周遭旁边的那些基督徒，他们的生命中到底有没有什么改变，跟以前不同，让你觉得奇怪的呢？
Have you ever observed those Christians around you after they have been saved? Is there any changes in their lives?
然后他们就来问这位瞎眼得以医治的人。
So the people around this man came to ask this man,
你的眼睛是怎么开的呢?
How did your eyes get open?
他回答说, 有一个人名叫耶稣, 他获你, 摸我的眼睛, 对我说, 你往希罗亚池子去洗, 我去一洗就看见了。
He said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and watch. So I went and watched, and I received sight.
他们问他说, 那个人在哪里?
And they said to him, Where is he?
或者说他是谁?
Or perhaps, who is he?
他说, 我不知道。
And he said, I do not know.
他初初对主耶稣的认识, 就这么一点点。
That is how much he knew about the Lord Jesus at the beginning.
他曾经触摸过我的生命,
that once he touched my life,
我被改变了,
I was changed.
但是我对他有许多的还不知道,
but I do not know very much at all about this man.
我们当中有些人信主的起初也是差不多如此。
And that is how we are, many of us are like when we at the beginning of our Christian life.
他们会说我什么时候遇到一个很大的难处。
They will tell you, once I encounter such a great difficulty,
我恳求主耶稣他帮助我，我解决了。
I pray to the Lord and the Lord helped me.
在我身上曾经有一个什么样的难处。
In my life, it used to be a great trouble.
我也是祈祷了, 然后主耶稣也帮我解决了。
I pray and the Lord helped me.
这是我们常常听见所谓基督徒做见证的故事。
This is often what we hear, the so-called testimonies of Christians.
其实当我们这样做的时候, 我们对耶稣的认识真的还很浅。
But in fact, when we give such testimonies, we do not know much about our Lord Jesus at all.
他的确让我生命有了一些的改变。
In fact, He did touch my life and made changes to my life.
但是再多的关于他, 我真的不知道。
But I cannot tell you more about Him.
所以你如果仅仅如此认识耶稣的话,
If this is how much we know our Lord Jesus,
你还没有完全经历 救恩的丰盛。
Then we have not experienced the abundance of salvation.
你还必须继续的往前，被引到更深的认识当中来。
You need to continue to move forward to come to a deeper knowledge of Him.
他们就把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里去。
So they brought this him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees.
耶稣获尼开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
Now it was Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes.
然后法利赛人就对这个人说。
Then the Pharisees said to this man,
这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
They said this man is, they said this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath.
我觉得这是一个很严肃的问题。
I feel that this is quite a serious question.
生来瞎眼的人自己对耶稣的认识起初并不多。
This man who was born blind, he had very little knowledge about our Lord Jesus.
法利赛人对圣经熟悉的不得了。
And yet the Pharisees, they knew everything about the scriptures.
但是他们却没有看见一个生来瞎眼的人被开启的事实。
But they have not seen the fact that this man who was born blind could be healed.
当他们用宗教的规矩来衡量这件事的时候，
When they measure this incident with the religious rules,
他们得出的一个结论，这个人不是从神来的。
They came to such a conclusion that this man must not be from God.
因为他不守安息日。
Because he does not keep the Sabbath.
有一般宗教的人士，他们会把这个生命的道冷却成为一些宗教的规矩跟条例。
There are a group of religious people who always try to reduce the word of life to a bunch of religious rules.
他们可以非常非常自豪地说，
They can be so proud in saying that.
我不像别人偷窃，不像别人奸淫。
I'm not like someone so and so who steal or commit adultery.
凡我所得的，我奉献十分之一。
Everything that I receive, I give one tenth.
用今天的话说，你甚至可以说我每一个聚会都到。
Or in today's words, you can say that I go to all meetings.
但是你里边拥有的到底是什么？
But what do you have inside?
你是一些宗教规矩吗？
Do you only have those religious rules?
你只是一些宗教条例在你里边，叫你认为你是个基督徒吗？
Those only religious rules cause you to believe that you are a Christian.
还是你也愿意去经历跟认识活泼的生命的作为？
Or are you willing to experience and to know this living work of the Holy Spirit?
当神的启示在起初是活泼的。
God's revelation was lively in the beginning.
但是它经过一段人间的时间，被凝聚成为了一种传统。
But it often, after a period of time, it often get reduced down to traditions only.
并且用人的方法严格的来持守它。
And being kept.Or observe by man's methods.
这些规矩就成了生命最大的难主。
And these religious rules became a greatest hindrance to life.
主耶稣来是要给人生命。
The Lord Jesus came to give life to man.
不是给我们制度。
Not to give us rules and regulations.
他要开人的眼睛。
He wants to open man's eyes.
让人能够看见他前所没看见的事实。
That they may see the reality that they could not see before.
当法利赛人这样来对瞎子讲话的时候，
When the Pharisees spoke this way to the man who was born blind.
这个瞎子怎么说呢？
How did he respond?
他说他是个先知。
He said he is a prophet.
生来的瞎子对主的认识往前走了一步。
So that's one step forward in terms of his knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
他认识到他不止一定不是个罪人。
He knew that not only he must not be a sinner,
他最少是位先知。
He came to realize that he must at least be a prophet.
因为他行的是善事。
For he did something quite good.
他行的是美事。
He did something wonderful.
但是犹太人还是不相信。
But the Jews did not believe.
他们把他父母找来了。
So they asked, they called for his parents.
他们要求证到底这个人是不是你的孩子，他生来就是瞎眼的吗？他怎么会看见呢？
They need to verify whether this is your son. How did he, that he was blind and had now, how could he see?
然后我们听见他的父母回答的非常非常的有智慧。
And the answer from his parents were full of wisdom.
他父母说他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind."
至于他如今如何能看见，我们却不知道。
But by what means he now sees, we do not know.
谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。
Or who opened his eyes, we do not know.
他已经成了人，你们问他呗。
He is of age, ask him.
后边有一个注解。
There is a footnote after that.
他父母说这话是因为怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议好了，若有人认耶稣是基督，就把他赶出会堂。
Because his parents said these things because they fear the Jews.For the Jews had agreed already, if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue.
这里我们再看见另一种人对待主耶稣救恩的态度。
Here we see another attitude towards our Lord Jesus.
父母爱不爱他的儿子？
Do the parents love his son? Love their son?
他肯定是爱的。
They do.
他的儿子能看见，他们开不开心？
Are they happy that now that their son can see?
他一定是很高兴的。
I believe they will be happy and overjoyed.
但是这里有一件事。
But there's one thing.
叫他发生了难处。
That they find that is troubling them.
因为犹太人已经商议好。谁如果认耶稣是基督，就把他赶出会堂。
Because the Jews had already agreed, if anyone confessed that Jesus is Christ, they will be put out of the synagogue.
为着避免被赶出会堂。
In order to avoid being put out of the synagogue,
他们回避了耶稣是拯救者的这个问题。
They avoid to answer the question that Jesus is the Savior.
我相信在很大部分的所谓的信徒的心中，
I believe that in the hearts of many believers,
我们采取的是他父母的态度。
We often have the same attitude as his parents.
我们盼望什么呢？
What do we hope for?
我们明明知道耶稣对我们真好。
We know that Jesus is good to us.
但是如果要我来跟从他，来信靠他。
But if to follow him, to believe in him,
我将会面临着周围的世界对我的弃绝。
If it means that I will be rejected by the world around me,
我们常常盼望。
We often hope that that.
我从很多很多的所谓的见证里边，我就听出这种的味道。
From the many of the testimonies that were given, I have come to realize this.
好像主如果帮助我的世界成为出人头地的人，我会赞美他的。
Then if the Lord helped me to be successful in this world, then I will give praise to Him.
给我样样都比人领先，我也会感激他，述说他的美德的。
If the Lord calls me to be the head of the world, everything is better than what other people have, then I will thank Him.
但是你有没有想过根本的问题是
？But do we realize the root problem?
耶稣说他们怎样讨厌弃绝了我。
Jesus says how they have rejected and hated me.
难道他们必须欢迎你们吗？
How would they welcome or receive you?
仆人不能高过先生。
The servants cannot be greater than their master.
他们怎样对待我，但是你们却希望他们能好一点对待你们。
See how they have treated me.Do you expect that they will be welcoming you?
今天很多人巴不得福音是这样传的。
Today we often hope that the gospel can be preached in such a way.
你信耶稣吧。
You believe in the Lord Jesus.
你今世有百倍的丰收。
You will receive 100-fold in this life.
你来世还有永生。
You will receive eternal life in the life to come.
他让你今世也得，来世也得。
He will cause you to receive success in this life and the life to come.
但是事实是不可能的。
But the reality is not like that.
因为耶稣也好，他的门徒的清楚的教导也好。
Because whether it's from the Lord's teaching or the teaching of his disciples.
他们如果逼迫了我，他们就要逼迫你。
If they have persecuted our Lord Jesus, they will persecute us.
因为你若属世界，世界就爱属自己的人。
For if you are of the world loves those who are of him.
你若爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
我巴不得这个故事提醒你跟我。
How I wish that this story will be a reminder for you and I.
你要接受耶稣做你的救主的话。
If you are to receive our Lord Jesus as your Savior,
你要知道这条路是世界上所弃绝的。
You know that this way is rejected, it has been rejected by this world.
不是一个人口中说他是什么就是什么。
You do not just believe someone's word for what he's saying,
而是他心里对主真正的态度是什么。
But his true attitude towards the Lord Jesus.
我们接着下来看这位生来瞎眼的人。
Let's continue to look at this man who was born blind.
因为他的父母说了这样的话，他就再一次被叫来了。
So because his parents said this, this man was called again to the Pharisees.
这一次法利赛人讲的话就更加的肯定和露骨。
So this time, the words of the Pharisees were even more determined.
意思是说，既然你真的是生来瞎眼，你也真的是看见了。
So it basically what they're saying is that if yes, you were born blind, and you can now see.
你也要将荣耀归给神就可以了。
But you need to just give glory to God.
但是这个耶稣他是个罪人。
This Jesus, we know that he's a sinner.
凭什么定耶稣是罪人？
On what basis have they judged that the Lord Jesus is sinner?
就因为他在安息日做了这件事。
Because he has done this thing on the Sabbath day.
就因为他违反了犹太人的宗教规矩。
Because he has violated the religious rules of the Jews.
但是这个生来瞎眼的人的眼睛逐渐逐渐看得更清楚了。
But we thank the Lord that the inner eyes of this man has been opened more and more.
他说他是个罪人不是我不知道。
He said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know.
有一件事我知道。
But one thing I know,
从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见。
Though I was blind, now I see.
十分美好的见证。
A beautiful, what a beautiful testimony.
我不知道在你的救恩的经验当中。
I'm not sure in your experience of salvation.
在你我的关键时刻的当中。
In the critical moments in our lives.
你能不能对人说有件事我知道。
Are we able to confess that one thing I know?
从前我是怎么样的。
Once I was such and such.
如今我不一样。
Now I am different.
我担心什么呢？
What I am afraid that is
很多人的信仰是一些知识道理的积累。
That for many of for some of us, our belief is but accumulation of head knowledge.
缺少切身不可被改变的真实的经验。
We lack of the experience, the true experience that cannot be denied.
当生命进入你这个人的里边的时候，
When life has entered into you,
有些事情真的是改变了。
There's something that truly has been changed.
从前我是爱钱如命的人。
Once I was a lover of money.
我会为钱而拼命。
Once I would die for my money.
今天我看透了，原来自私没用的。
Now I've come to know that money is but vanity.
它是偶像。
It's an idol.
当我被主摸着的时候，我认识了真神。
When I was touched by the Lord, I came to know the true God. And the idol has been broken, has been cast out.
在以往，我认为我追求的地位是最重要的。
Previously, once I pursued status in the world,
四周围的人能够羡慕我的地位。我多光荣。
It was my dream to be envied by others about my status.
当主的生命摸到了你我的时候，
But when the Lord Jesus' life touched you and I,
我知道这个东西不过是粪土。
I knew that this is but useless, dung.
当这个生命碰到法利赛人扫罗的时候，
When this life touched one of the Pharisees, his name was Saul.
他曾经能够说，我按着我祖宗最严谨的教导做了法利赛人。
He said, I was a Pharisee according to the strictest regulation of my ancestors.
但是我一路在追杀基督徒，我在逼迫耶稣。
I persecuted the Christians.
当他被主开启他眼睛的时候，他说
But after his eyes has been opened by the Lord Jesus,
他说我以前以为跟我有益的，现在我当成有损。
He said, what I consider to be gained to me, these I now consider as lost for Christ.
不管你以前追求的看起来是低贱的，是高尚的。
Whether what you have been pursuing previously is something noble or something of not so noble.
当你的眼睛被主来触摸而开启的时候，
When your eyes have been touched, been opened by our Lord Jesus,
整个的人生价值都被变了过来。
Our value system has been changed completely.
你可以仍然是一个干非常低微的工作的人。
You may be someone who still work in a lowly position.
但是你觉得你是一位尊贵的人。
But you knew that you are an honorable man.
因为你看见你是为着耶稣 靠着耶稣而在生活的人。
Because you live this life for him and by his strength.
不管你是健康，你是有疾病。
Whether you are in health or in sickness.
我常常觉得健康才是祝福，疾病就不是。
I often feel that health is his blessing and sickness is not.
但是如果你在病中被主耶稣摸到的时候，
But if you have been touched by the Lord Jesus in your sickness,
你会为着你在病中享受主而加倍的感恩。
You will be able to give thanks to him through the fellowship that you able to have with our Lord Jesus, even in sickness.
我真是巴不得在你在我的生命中。
How I wish that in the life of you and I,
你能够对人简单的做这样一个见证。
That you are able to give this simple testimony.
以前我是瞎眼的。
Once I was blind.
如今我看见了。
Now I can see.
以前人家常常说你们基督徒怎么傻怎么笨。
How the people around us would say you Christians are so foolish.
如今我知道原来他们的获得是人眼中所看不见，人心所想不到的祝福。
Now I know that what the Christians have received are the blessings that the men have notconceived, they have not understood.
紧跟着下去。
And continue on.
那些法利赛人采取了更激烈的行动。
And the Pharisees took even more radical action.
他们就骂这个人说你全然身在罪孽中还要教训我们。
They scolded this man saying, you were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us?
就把他赶出去了。
And they cast him out.
一个愿意眼睛被开启生命被改变的人。
A man who was willing for his eyes to be opened, for his life to be changed by the Lord Jesus.
必须有心理准备，要付出代价。
He needs to be prepared to pay a price.
人们会把你赶走。
The man will cast you out.
人们赶走你，是因为你不跟他们同流。
They cast you out because you are not of the same. You're not the same with them.
人们赶走你是因为你破坏了他们的规矩。
They cast you out because you have violated their rules.
他们始终要抓住自己可以炫耀的东西。
They still want to grab hold of what they can be, what they can boast about.
这也是我们常常听见主耶稣对一个想要跟随他的人所说的最简单、最起码也是最重要的话。
And this is the simplest words and yet the most important words the Lord Jesus said to those who are willing to follow him.
你若要跟从我，你就要舍去或者放下你的自己。
If anyone wants to follow after me, he needs to deny himself.
背起十字架来跟从我。
To take up his cross and follow me.
在之前没信主之前，我们这个自我拦阻我们到主面前来谦卑的领受救恩。
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus, ourself has be a hindrance to our salvation.
在我们接受主的救恩之后，这个自我也会同样拦阻我们继续在主的里边成长。
After we have believed in the Lord, this old self still is a hindrance for our growth in Christ.
当他们把这个人赶出去的时候，
So after they have cast this man out,
主耶稣就来遇见他。
The Lord came to meet the man.
主耶稣再来给他做一次 开启心灵眼睛的手术。
The Lord performs another operation which opens his inner eyes.
你信神的儿子吗？
Do you believe in the Son of God?
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢？
He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you.
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
Then he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
约翰写福音书的时候再三的强调。
John, when he wrote the gospel, he emphasized many times.
我有选择性的记载一些的事件。
He said, I've chosen these few stories.
为的就是要让你们能够相信，能够知道耶稣是神的儿子，是基督。
That you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, is He is Christ.
要叫你们因信他就可以得着永生。
That by believing in Him, you may receive eternal life.
叫你们可以因着信他就得着一个新的生命。
That by believing in Him, you may receive a new life.
同样的，在你我的认识主的这条道路和过程当中。
Likewise, in our journey of knowing the Lord,
我们经历了主这样那样的恩典的带领。
We experience His blessing in this way or that way.
但是他有一个目的的终极在哪里的？
But what is the ultimate purpose of the Lord?
要让我们能够成为一个敬拜主的人。
His purpose is that we may be true worshippers.
我们的整个余生的生命
that our whole life
就是为着敬拜我们的主
we're created to worship the Lord
我们整个的生命的意义
the whole meaning of our life
就是在求天父的喜悦要他得荣耀
is to please our Heavenly Father and to glorify Him
主耶稣说
the Lord Jesus said
我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫能看见的反瞎了眼。
For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind.
主的话常常引起人很困惑，很矛盾。
The Lord's words often cause us to be confused.
他说叫那些看不见的可以看见。
He said, I've come so that those do not see may see.
谁是看不见的人？
Well, who are the ones who do not see?
一个起码的条件就是承认自己不行，愿意谦卑到主面前来的人。
They are the ones who acknowledge that they could not, they cannot, and they have humbled themselves to come to God.
谁是自以为看得见的人?
And who are the ones who think that they can see?
就是那些对自己十分有把握的人。
Those who are so confident about themselves.
甚至他们可以抓住一些在人看来非常宝贵的东西。
They can even grab hold of something that, is precious in the eyes of men.
法利赛人他们抓住了他们拥有了旧约圣经的教导和律法。
The Pharisees think that they have grabbed hold of the teaching of the Old Testament Bible.
他们以为只要遵守这些东西就是神的子民就是荣耀神了。
They thought that if they obey these letters of the word, they are God's people.
但是他们整个信仰没有生命的内涵。
And yet their whole belief did not have the reality of life.
主耶稣来释放一般的人。
The Lord Jesus came to release a group of people.
让他们因着从主那里经历生命的改变。
That they may experience the life-changing work of our Lord Jesus.
他们就能够有真实的看见
and they can come to truly be able to see.
我顺便说一点点。
By the way, I'd like to mention this.
就算基督徒蒙恩得救以后，
even Christians who have been saved by grace,
我们还可能是落在瞎眼的光景当中。
We can fall into the condition of blindness.
圣经中有例证的。
The Bible has given us examples.
启示录主写信给老底家教会的时候，
in Revelations, the Lord wrote an epistle to the church in Laodicea.
他说，你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
Because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy, I have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你可以看见。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
老底家教会。
The church in Laodicea.
他们仍然有许多好的行为。
They have many good works.
他们有很多很好的教导。
They have many good teachings.
但是他们有个毛病。
But they have a problem.
他们说我们已经富足了。
They said, we are rich.
我们样样都不缺。
We are lack of nothing.
我们积累了历史那么多的属灵财富。
We have inherited so much spiritual riches.
我们有这么多那么多的事工。
We have this and that good works of ministries.
但是主对他的评价是说，
But the Lord's comment then is,
你却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
That you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
凡是在主之外的炫耀都是赤身肉体。
Any boast apart from the Lord is but shamefulness.
凡是在主之外的坚持都可能会是瞎眼。
Anything that we insist apart from Christ is blindness.
主不只在对生来瞎眼的人需要得着医治。
Not only are those who were born blind needs their eyes to be opened.
主也对那些以为已经拥有的人，自以为富足的人发出警告。
The Lord also warned those who think that they are rich and they are lack of nothing.
他说要悔改。
He said, repent.
要买眼药擦眼睛。
And buy eye salve from me.
我巴不得我们在主面前常有一个这样的祷告。
How I wish that we can always have this prayer before the Lord.
求主开我里边的眼睛，
Lord,
让我能看见。
May you open my eyes that I may see.
不让我在被任何你之外的东西所蒙蔽、所欺骗。
Lest I be blinded by things that is apart from you.
我们也巴不得在我们的生命当中，我们能够对周遭的人说，有一件事我知道。
And how we hope that we are able to testify to those who are around us that there's one thing I know.
从前我是瞎眼的。
Once I was blind.
如今我能看见。
And now I can see.
仍然是主那一句警告的话。
Still the same message of warning from the Lord.
那些自以为看见的人反而会瞎了眼。
Those who think that they can see will be made blind.
那些谦卑肯到主面前承认自己瞎眼的人都可以被看见。
Those who have humbled themselves and come to the Lord and acknowledge that they are blinded, they can be made see.
奇妙的地方。
That is what is amazing about the gospel.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，你当日怎样开了瞎子的眼睛
？Lord, how you have opened the eyes of the man who was born blind.
我们愿意你今天也照样开我们这些瞎子的眼睛。
We pray that you may open our eyes.
有很多人以前没有认识你，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
There are many who have not come to know you because they have been blinded by the God of this world.
所以你叫我们要跟你同工，趁着白日来做工。
So you command us to work with you while it is still day.
因为你就是世上的光。
For you are the light of the world.
你也差遣你的使徒们说要去开人的眼睛，让他们能够转向光明。
And you have sent your apostles to say go and open the eyes of men that they may turn to light.
主啊，为着我们很多信你多年的基督徒，我们也同样向你祷告。
We also pray for those who have been believed in you for many years.
不让祖宗的遗传许多的教条弄瞎我们的眼睛。
That we may not be blinded by the traditions of men.
好让我们眼睛里边真的被你看见。
That our eyes will truly be opened by yourself.
好让我们真的能够说，从前我是瞎眼。
That we can truly confess that once I was blind and now I can see.
如今我能看见，都是主的恩典。
And it is all by your grace.
求主恩待今天在这里的每一位。
Will you bless each and every one of us here today?
求主圣灵在我们里边做开启的工作。
Will you do the eye-opening work in our life through the Holy Spirit.
好让我们的生命被改变。
That we may grow.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.